Mem, Lamed Tes, rather. So today's a very, very technical daf, goes through various details of what's considered good for Maror. And even when the Gemara explains what it is, we don't exactly know what it really means. But let's learn together. There are some important sugyas here as well. But for the most part, pretty technical. So the Gemara says as follows, the very top of Lamed Tes, the Mishnah begins. Veilu Yirakos are the following vegetables. She'odem yotzei b'yidei chavasa b'pesach. A person could use to fulfill his obligation of eating maror. What are they? B'chazeres, b'tamcha, b'chacharvina, b'ulshin, uv'maror. These are the five different items that one could use for maror. The Gemara is going to attempt to explain it. We're not going to fully comprehend what it's talking about. But these are the five. And the Mishnah goes on to say further, yotzin ben lachin ben yevashin. One can fulfill the mitzvah, whether or not they are dry, whether or not they are moist. Avalo kvushin, if they're kvushin, which Rashi explains that they're soaked in vinegar, that won't work. Or avalo shlukin, shlukin means if they're overcooked. Rashi says mufushalim harbe meod ad shenimochin, until they start to crumble. And avalo mufushalim, or regularly boiled, that wouldn't work either. Umitzar from the kazayis, you could take a little bit of that type. You don't have to have a kazayis from all the same min, but you could mix and match, so you have a total of a kazayis. Now, the reason why one needs a kazayis, according to some Rishonim, it's a mitzvah deraisa, because the pasuk says yachlu when it comes to maror. The Rem says, based on the pasuk, yachlu. The Rush says, not really true, it's not based on the pasuk. When the pasuk says matzos marom yachlu, is referring to carbon pesach, that's not going on maror. The reason why the Rush says you need to have a kazayis, because in the bracha we say it's al achilas maror, the lashon achil in the nusach bracha. So the Achron point out that the Rush thinks the chiv kazayis is only a din the rabbanon of maror, but the Urim thinks it's actually a din deraisa based on that pasuk. Fine. So either way, you have to be mitzarif. If you can be mitzarif, different types of minim to fulfill the kazayis chiv of maror. And then the Mishnah says further, mitzarif from the kazayis. You could use the stems, the stalks as well. Satisfies, you know, their leaves and their stalks. The stalks also work. The Gemara will explain that. We saw demai already. We discussed ma'aser rishon shenitla chumaso, where the chuma was already given. So now, although the ma'aser rishon is given to a levi, it's not usher for a non-levi to eat it. One can have it. These two items, if they were redeemed, one could use them for the purposes of maror. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, a lot to talk about. So Gemara now wants to know, what exactly are the five minim specified in the Mishnah? So the Gemara explains, chazeres is chasa, that's what we call lettuce. We'll see why it's called chasa. Ulshin is a hindavi, I don't know what that is. Tamcha is amarabba barbarchana temachta shma. Okay, some other type of min. Chavina, amar bishuman ben lakish. Atzvasa didikla, some type of vine on the palm trees. Uvemarar mirirasa, it's what we call mirirasa. So these are the explanations of the things listed in the Mishnah. The Gemara then says, Tana bar kapara, elu yirakos, she'adam yotzei ben yudei chavasa pesach. These are the items one can use for the mitzvah marar and pesach. Be'ulshin, ubetamcha, becharchalin, becharchavinin, ubechazirin. Rav Yehuda Omer, af ulshe sadeh v'ulshe gina v'chazeres. He adds three items onto the list. Although the Bryce initially said ulshin and chazeres, he says ulshe sadeh, ulshe gina, and chazeres. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ulshe gina v'chazeres ha'tanah le'reisha. The Tanakhama already included the ulshe gina and chazeres. What's Rabbi Meir coming to, Rabbi Huda coming to add on? That wasn't already mentioned. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar, af ulshe sadeh, even the ulshin that found in the field, has the same din as ulshe gina v'chazeres, meaning he's not adding on three things, he's adding one thing. He's just saying that one thing, ulshe sada, is just like two other items mentioned earlier, namely that of ulshe gina v'chazeres. That's the opinion of Yehuda. Comes along now, Rabbi Meir and the Raiser, Rabbi Meir Omer, af asvas v'tura umar yiroar. These are three additional items that can satisfy the obligation of Marer. Amrele Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef responds back to Rabbi Meir, asvas v'tura echadu, that's the same exact thing, they're not two different things. Umar zehu yirora. When we call mar, it's called yirora. Now, that's not a separate item, that's what mar is actually, yiroar. Okay, so again, I'm not really sure what to make of this, but either way, these are the different items that can be used for mar. So the Gemara then says, Taner debei shmua. Elu yirakos shadam yotze ben yidei chavasa bepesach. The following are the different types of vegetables one can use for Pesach. B'chazeres, b'ulshin, u'betamcha, u'becharbinin, u'becharginin, u'behardofnin. Those are different items. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he adds af chazeres yulin, v'chazeres galin, kayotzben, are similar to what was mentioned in the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elah Omer, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, af arkablim. Again, I don't know what these are. V'chazarti akol tamidav, and I looked after all his students to do some research. Ubikashi li chaver, and I looked for someone who would support me in this. This is Rabbi Elai, wanted to find another Talmud, a Rabbi Eliezer, who agreed that this he was correct in his remembering of from his Rebbe. But lomatasi, I didn't find anyone who agreed that this is what Rabbi Eliezer actually said. Uchshebasi lifnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he admitted to me what I had said, that Rabbi Eliezer in fact did agree that these are Kabbalim, are good enough for Mar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh lo sraf, anything that has some type of sap, that's what qualifies for Mar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, kol shepanav machsif, and anything that has a pale green, it's a whitish or silverish type of face to the green, Achim Omer, others say, kol yerek mar yesh lo sraf, upanav machsif, and he says, every bitter vegetable has both sap and also this pale appearance. Okay, so again, I'm not really sure what to do with this, but these are the different indicators or lists of that which is good enough for Mar. So Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan midivrei kulan, from all of them, Numa, we can learn that Yerek Mar, Yeshel Sraf, Upan Machsifin. If there's a bitter vegetable, bitter herb, it's going to have both sap and some type of pale complexion to it. So Amar Rav Huna says, Halacha Kachem, that's what we paskin. In other words, that anything that has a Yeshel Sraf, Upan Machsifin, that will indicate it's considered bitter and will satisfy the requirement of Mar. So Gemara now says, Ravina Ashkechei the Rav Acha Bredi Rava, Dava Mahadir Amri Rasa. The Ravina found that Rav Acha was looking to only have that which is called Mirasa to fulfill the obligation of Mara on Pesach. So Amri Lehi says, my Daitcha, why Dafka looking for this that which is called Mirasa? We have a whole list of six or seven different items that work as well. Why Dafka that one? He says, Demir and Tvei, because it's more bitter than anything else. But Vaha Chazeres Tanan, our mission teaches us Chazeres. Vitana Debei Shmuel Chazeres, also taught Chazeres first on the list. Rabbi Rebbe Ushai says, we have a klal, mitzvah b'chazeres. Since it was listed first, I mean, that's the most preferable item that one should use for Mara. Not that which is most bitter, but chazeres for some reason. Rabbi Rebbe wanted to know, what exactly is chazeres? My chazeres, it's chasa, it's a lettuce. My chasa, why is it called chasa? The chas rachmana ilavan, the Kadosh Baruch had mercy on us in the Mitzrayim. I mean, it's not so much about the taste, but it's more about what it's called. The fact that it's called chasa, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, chas rachman alava, it's supposed to be symbolic of how Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy and brought us out of the gullus, but not because of the bitterness. So the Gemara then says, V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Lama nimshla mitzriyim kim marar, why they compared to marar? Lama l'cha ma marar shetchilasa rach v'sofa kasha, to the beginning, the marar is very, very, very soft, and then eventually the marar gets harder and harder. So af mitzriim tichilas and raka, initially they give us very soft work, but eventually sofa and kasha, eventually it was very, very hard. So it's not talking about how it tastes, it's talking about the consistency or the texture of the marar. So we see not how it tastes necessarily. So Amar Lei, Hajibi, so therefore he retracted and he didn't go for the mirasa, rather he opted for that which is called chazeres or that which is called chasa. Now the Yishami does ask the question, well, shouldn't it be marar, shouldn't it be bitter anyways? So the Yishami answers that initially lettuce is bitter, and then after it grows and develops more, it's no longer bitter, it becomes a little bit sweeter. So you don't have to actually have it taste more, but at least there was some stage in the development of the chasa that was once bitter. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Ruchumi la'abaye, mimai dai mara min yereku, who said that mara has to be a vegetable that grows from the ground? Ema mirasa de kufya. Maybe it's some type of fish, which is called mirasa, or maybe the part of the fish, which is very, very bitter. So who says it grows from the ground? So the Gemara says it has to grow from the ground. Dumya de matzah. It has to be similar to matzah. Because ma matzah gidule karka, just like matzah grew from the ground, af mara gidule karka, so too the mara grew from the ground. So an interesting question comes up here regarding matzah that grew from the ground. We know in the Midbar, they walked through the Midbar. Where did they get the matzah from? In the Midbar, where is the gidule karka that existed there? So this is a question that the Mikra Kodesh asks. Tzvi Pesach Frank asks this question. He gives three different answers. One answer, he says, that it must be that you don't have to have actually growing from the ground, but it has to be from a type of species that can grow from the ground. Where they get it, the matzah from in the Midbar, doesn't say exactly where they ate it from, but they got it from somewhere. It didn't grow from the ground, but it was a type of species that can grow from the ground. That's one answer, he says. The second answer, he suggests, is that just like we saw in Daf Lamed Hey, that which is atus sheinu nakuf, if it's not attached to the ground, but it's in a pot, is growing above the ground, that also is considered gedulei karka. So here as well, they grew on grain from pots in the Midbar. That's another suggestion. And the third suggestion, no, there's taka nes, that it grew from the ground. It grew in the Midbar. It doesn't grow in the desert. Okay, there was a nes that happened, another nes that took place in the Midbar. This actually did grow from the ground. So either way, we see Just like matzah is gedule karka, so to mara has to be gedule karka to exclude a fish, which is certainly not gedule karka. So then the Gemara says, ve'ema hirduf. Maybe it's a hirduf. Hirduf is some type of tree, not a vegetable. So the Gemara says, dumi de matzah, ma matzah min zrum has to be, seeds that grow from the ground, not on a tree. So af marer min zrum. So therefore we know it's not a tree, it has to be a vegetable. Ve'ema harzifu, which is some type of plant as well. It's very poisonous to animals at least. Dumi de matzah, ma matzah sheni kachas bekesef meiser. So just like matzah can be bought with meiser and sheni money, af mar sheni kach bekesef meiser, so too has to be mar that can be bought with meiser sheni money. And this apparently can't be bought because it's not generally eaten. You can't buy a chair with meiser sheni kesef. You have to buy food with meiser sheni kesef. And since this is typically not eaten, you can't. This won't satisfy the requirement of mar, even though it is mar. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rabba bar Rav Chanan labai, Ema mar chad. Maybe there's only one type of mar. How did the Mishnah know that there are 6, 7, 8 different types? Maybe it's just one type, and we have to look for that particular type. So Gemara says, Merorim ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Merorim in the Pasuk, which means in many types. So then the Gemara asks, Ve'ema Merorim tre. Maybe it means two. We know whenever it says plural, it means at least two, but maybe not more than two. So maybe there are really only two types. Maybe it's Chazeres and Merasa. So the Gemara says, "Dumi de matzah, ma matzah minim harbi." Just like matzah can come from 5 different types of grains, so to af mara minim harbi, there are many types, and as many we could fit into the category that will work for the mitzvah mara. So the Gemara then says towards the bottom of Amud Aleph here, "Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yirakos she'amru chachamim she'adam yotzei ben hidei chava." So those vegetables that one could use for his mitzvah bePesach. Kulan and his Nizraim Baruga Achas can all be planted in one aruga, in one field together. There's no violation of Kalayim by putting them all together. So Lameimer, is that to say, Deles Behu Mushum Kalayim? Does that mean these vegetables are not subject to the Lachas of Kalayim? You can just plant them all together, mix together, and Kalayim won't be an issue. But don't we have a clear statement? Masav Rava, Rava asks from a Mishnah, Chazeres, the Chazeres Galen, Ulshin, Vulshe Sade, these are pears, Krishin, Vekrishe Sada, Kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, chardel v'chardel mitzri, udlas ha-mitzri, har-hamutza, enum klaim zebedet. These different pairs are not klaim. So the Gemara says, it makes the following deek from the Mishnah. Chazeres v'chazeres galen in, you could plant those together, it's chazeres with chazeres galen, but chazeres v'ulshin, chazeres and something else on the list of the Mishnah law won't work, which means chazeres and ulshin, which are two of the types of marors, would be subject to the violation of klaim. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, kule b'hadade katanilu, when it has a list in the Mishnah, it wasn't in pairs, it was actually all 8 of them, or whatever the number is, all 8 of them, can be mixed together, meaning chazeres and ulshin are not subject to klaim. Don't read them as pairs, read it as one long list, that they're all exempt from klaim when they're mixed together. So the Gemara then says, v'ha marav zugos katani. Rav says, clearly the Mishnah was meant to be in couples, that meaning the deek was correct. Chazeres Golan are not subject to Kalayim, but Chazeres and Ulshin, or Chazeres and whatever else, another Cretian, are subject to Kalayim. So how could Rabba bar Rav Huna suggest that you're allowed to take all the vegetables that one can use from Mara and mix them together, Baruch Achas? It is subject to Kalayim based on the Mishnah we just saw. So Gemara says, my Nizram, Dama Rav, when Rav says you could plant it together, Nizran Kilchasim, what it means is not to just mix them together, but you could put them in the same field according to Halacha. What does it mean according to Halacha? Kilchasim, Tanina, we already learned that in a Mishnah. What does it mean Kalacha? So the Gemara tells them now in Amud Beis, Halacha means Arucha Shishal Shisha Tvachim. If you have a patch of a field that's 6 by 6 Tvachim, that's the area of it, so the perimeter is 6 by 6, so then Zoran Besocha Chamisha Zeronin. You could actually, the 5 different spots to plant different types of seeds. You have the 4 sides and the center. Arba al arba ruchas haruga. You could put 4 different types on each of the sides, the north, south, east, and west. And then achas b'amtsa, and the 5th type in the middle. So as long as it's 6 by 6 tvachim is the perimeter, you're able to accomplish that. So here as well, what he said was, in all the different yarkos can be planted in the same aruga, it meant if you do the same aruga in this way, one on each side and one in the center, the 5th one in the center, that's what he meant, but it is subject to kalayim. So Gemara says, mal the same, what's the chiddush? We already know that, though. We already know from this din. So what's Rav adding? That the mara could also be planted this way. That's a regular klal that everybody knows in Hilchas Kalayim. So Gemara says, mal the same, what would I have thought? Hani mile bizeroim. Maybe this heter of planting 5 different types is when it comes to herbs, when it comes to seeds. about birakos, vegetables, lo, maybe vegetables won't be, you won't have this heter of doing five different types. Maybe you need a larger area or something to plant different vegetables together. Kamash Milan, that whatever you say by the zeronim, whatever heter we have by the five different types of seeds, applies equally to the five different vegetables of maror. That's the chiddush of Rav. What? I don't know. I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, the Meimer is to suggest the Rakos Alima Mizram, that Havamina was, that maybe vegetables require more space. So does that imply that vegetables are stronger, meaning when they're yonic from the ground, they have a much stronger reach and you have to have a greater separation than that of Zram, of regular just seeds? Vatan, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Mine Zram Ein Zorin Bariga Achas. All different types of seeds can be planted in the same one, even the way we said above, but kol yimine yirakos zorin and baruch achas, but all vegetables can. In other words, when we said that halacha have five different types of separations, meaning in a patch, that was actually referring only to yirakos, but zeronim actually won't work because zeronim apparently draw more nutrients than that of yirakos, so it's the complete flip. So Gemara says, no. Mao desema, hani maror min zram ninu. Really, so the klal right now is, Zram cannot be separated in five different sections, like we said. That's only by Yirakos, vegetables. So Maror, you would think, should have the same heter as the five different patches. But Gemara says there's a Havamina, that maybe Maror is a type of Zera, which means the heter of the five types shouldn't work by Rugachas, and the Kamash on that, no, Maror is a type of vegetable, and you would be able to apply this heter of the five different minim by Rugachas. That's what the Gemara says again, Maror, Mao the same, or rather, what would you have thought? Honey maror min zramnu, it's a type of zera which would not have, again, the heter. Kamashulan, that maror is a type of vegetable yerek, whereby you do have the heter. That's the chiddush of Rav. So Gemara says, wait a second. Zram sakadaidak, would you really have thought that zram, that maror is a zera, not yerek? Everyone knows vegetables, a lettuce grows from the ground. Who would think it's a seed? It's not a seed. That's not, the Mishnah says yirakos. It clearly says in the Mishnah, the Amun Aleph, that these are yirakos. It doesn't call it zram. V'tana bar kapara yirakos, v'tana debe yishmo yirakos. Every single Mishnah Brice that we have calls Mara yirakos. So where's the harahavimina to call it zeroim? So Gemara says, chazeres itzrechlei. In particular, this type of a min of a chazeres, that was the one that we weren't so sure. Maybe that was zera. All the other ones we knew were yirakos. But by chazeres itzrechlei, sakudai techamina, I would have thought, ho v'sofal haksha, since in the end, if you leave the chazeres in long enough, ends up hardening, maybe you need more space, because since it's hard, I guess it's able to extract more, so maybe you need more of a space. So the Gemara says, lav amar Rabbi Yossi, do we not have a statement in the name of Rabbi Yossi, who teaches us, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, kelach shel kruv shehuksha, you have a stalk of cabbage that gets hardened, marchiven lo base rubber. You need a separation of base rubber, which is much larger than the six tefachim we were describing before. So Alma, we see, kevin the sofal haksha, since an item gets hard, yavnin le rav chatvei, it's like a tree, I guess, and the tree needs more space. So here as well, hachanami nesiv le rav chatvei, maybe by the chazara, since it's sofal haksha, it should require greater separation. Kamashman Rav, that no, even the Chazeres has the same din as a regular Yerek, and the 6x6 Tzvachim patch that we've discussed before will apply just like it does to all the other Yerakos listed in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Yotzin ben Bein Lachin Bein Yevashin. We said in the Mishnah, you could be Yotze, the mitzvah Mara, whether it's dry, whether it's moist. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shanu Ela Bekelach. This is only true regarding the stalks. About Ba'alin Lachin In Yevashin Lo. In other words, while the Mishnah said, you could use a dry or moist mara, that was specifically referring to dafka, the stalks. But the leaves, if the leaves dry out, you can't use dry out leaves. So Gemara says, Hav mitakatani seifra. From the fact that the seifra says, Bakelach shalahen mechad reisha olim. But the Mishnah said, it was talking about stam, didn't distinguish. And then at the end of the Mishnah it said, and you could even use the kelach. That sounds like the reisha was referring to even the olim, even the leaves, which means when the Mishnah said initially, Yotzin ben Bein Lachin Bein Yevashin is referring to the leaves beforehand. But we just said before, leaves that are dried doesn't work. So the Gemara, it says, no, really what it means to say is, Perusha kamefarish. The Mishnah is explaining. It's not saying, but the fact that the Sefer says kelach, that doesn't imply that the reisha is the olim. No, the Sefer explained that the reisha is only referring to a kelach. In other words, Kikatani bein lachen bein yevashin, when the Mishnah said you could use whether they're dry or whether it's moist, that's dafka on the akelach, on the stalks, bein echanami, the leaves. The leaves can only be used if they're moist, but if the leaves are dry, bein echanami, they won't work. I know some who are makba dafka to use the stalks of lettuce for mar, because you don't know how does one measure how dry lettuce will be to make it puzzle. So therefore, the stalks, for sure, even if they are dry, there's not a shiloh at all. But by the leaves, there could already be a shiloh. So that's a sort of makbid on that. So the Gemara then says, Meisiv, he asks the following question. Yotzin behem uvekach shelahem. A person can be yotzin with all the vegetables listed in the Mishnah and their stalks as well. Bein lachin, bein nevation. Whether or not the stalks are dry, whether or not the stalks are wet, moist, divei Rabbi Meir. Then the Gemara says, Chachamim omrim, lachin yotzin behem. If they're moist, you could use them, but yevashim ain't yotzin behem. But if they're dry, then the stalks cannot be used. Vishavin, they both agree, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim agree, sheyotzin behem kimushin, you could use them if they are dried out, or withered, but not really, not as dried out, it seems. And it's some in-between stage, between moist and dry, whatever that stage is. Avalo kavushin, but if they are soaked in the olive oil and rather vinegar, if they're overcooked, if they're just boiled, all these cannot be used. Klal shadavar, the rule is, kol sheyesh bem tam mara, yotzin behem, whenever there's a taste of mara that works, v'chol she'ein bo tam mara ein yotzin bo, and where there is no taste of mara, it doesn't work. So now, by the way, just you know, the general sugya of mara, we have many indications what exactly are the criteria for mara. Here we're saying it's about the taste. Amr Aleph, we said nothing to do with the taste, it has to do with the name, it's chasa. And now we also saw earlier, based on the texture, about sofa l'haksha. So the three different factors, is it taste, is it texture, or is it the title, the shame? So this is a discussion Rishonim try to figure out when figuring out what is the different types of minim, but something to keep in mind. Now, we're going to focus on this right now. But either way, we have from this Mishnah here that according to the, according to, what's the question here again? One second. So we said before again that the Rav Chista held that the leaves, when dried out, are not good. But Rabbi Meir holds in this brisa here that whether they are dry or not, he says, where's the line again? We want Yotzi Behen. He says, Yotzi Behen Ubekech Shalhen. Yotzi with the leaves and also the stalks. And then he says, Bein Lachen Bein Yevation. So Yevation dries even going on the Yotzi Behen line, meaning even on the leaves when they're dry are acceptable according to Rabbi Meir. But we said that dry leaves are not acceptable. So Gemara says, no, Targuma Akelach. When he said Bein Lachen Bein Yevation, he's only referring to the Kelach, only to the stalks, but not to the leaves. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Banan quotes a Braisa. Ein Yotzin Behen Kemushin. You can't use them when they're withered, which again is a some stage between dried and moist. Bishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Amru, Yotzin Behen Kemushin. He felt that one can be Yotzin Mitzvah when it is in that in between stage of dried versus. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, a little bit of alumnus now. The Gemara says as follows. By Rami Bar Chama, Mao Shietze Adam Yidei Chavaso, B'mar Shemai Shashenei B'Yusham. So getting back to the secrets we discussed yesterday and the day before, can a person use a maror, not matz, now maror from that which is Mai Shashenei in Yushlam? Is that going to be acceptable or not? So Gemara says, Aliba the Rebbe Kiva lo tibar lach, there's never a shayla, because if he felt Hashe B'matzah, the Reis Enafik, so according to him, matzah, which of course is according to all opinions, is a din deraisa, afil bezman hazeh. So if he says you could use maaser, rather matzah, from maaser sheni and fulfill the deraisa obligation, certainly you should be able to use that which is only a derabanan obligation. So ki tibaylach, when was there shayla? Aliba derabbi Yosi Aglili, who says you cannot use matzah from maaser sheni because he required that which is lechem oni, as opposed to maaser sheni, which cannot be eaten be'aninus. So matzah doesn't work. So now, what's the shayla? My b'matza, which is the raisa who the lo nafik, since matza is a chiv the raisa, you can't use maaser sheni. About maror, which is the rabbanan nafik, he could be makel by maror. It's only the rabbanan. O dilma gold the takin rabbanan came the raisa tikkun. Or perhaps we say, whenever chacham made a takana, they made it modeled after the deraisa. And although maror b'smanazem may not be a deraisa anymore, it's only the rabbanan. But we know when the time is of the base of Mikdash and the Karan Pesach, it will be a deraisa. So maybe they did came the deraisa tikkun, and even maror would not work for maaser sheni. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava Mistavra Matza Umar. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, let's just go Rashi earlier to the one. Actually, let's do Rashi Matza Mara, the last four or five narrow lines. Huksha Yachad, there's a hekesh between Matza Mara. V'chihecha de Matza, yeshele, shem, maisa sheni, velo nafik bay. Af Mara nami yeshem, shem, maisa sheni, velo nafik bay. Since Matza doesn't work when there's maisa sheni attached to it, so too we made the hekesh, or a little plug, however you want to call it. We said that so too, when it comes to Mara, if there's maisa sheni, chalo shem on it, one should not be yotze. They fulfill the obligation of Mara according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Okay. So now the Mishnah continues with more technical ideas. The Mishnah says, "Ein shorin es amursin l'tana gomim." A person cannot soak bran when feeding his chickens or feeding his animals. Don't soak it. Why not? Because if you soak it, it might come to become chametz. Aval choltin, what you can do is you can boil it in hot water. That would be acceptable because when you Rashi says choltin beroschin, boiling water, ein manichin osan l'chametz. When you put flour in boiling water, the movement won't allow the flour to turn to chametz. So that would be acceptable if it's boiling water. Haisha, when a woman lo sishra es amursin shetolach tolach biyada l'merchatz. It used to use different types of bran or oats. I mean, many bases of soaps and creams and shampoos have oats in it. They used to use some type of oat or bran they put into for their soap. So for cream, maybe. So the din is ha'isha lo tishra samursin b'shetolach b'yad al-merchat. She should not soak the bran in water to take to her bath. Aval shafa he b'vsar yavish. But if it's dry, she can rub it on when it's dry. That's allowed. But to soak it first, that's a chashash of it becoming chametz. Lo yilos adam echitin v'yanich al-makasa. A person should not chew wheat and then place it on a wound as some type of medicinal benefit for that, because that too, once you have it touch water, it might turn to chametz. But all these reasons, because soaking in water, chewing it, will possibly create chametz. So the Gemara says, Tanir Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Elu dvarim she'ein barn lidei chimus. The following are types of cases that will not become chametz. Ha'afoy, that which is baked, can no longer become chametz. Ha'mavusha, that which is cooked, can become chametz. V'achalot shechaltu berosun, and if you throw flour or wheat into boiling water, that also won't become chametz. So Gemara says, mevushal, cooked, what does that mean? Ad mevashalei mechamea. If you put flour in water while the water is starting to heat up and boil, at that point it can become chametz. What does that mean? It can become chametz if you boil, if you try to boil flour. So Amar Papa, ha'afoy shebishu kamar. What he means is, granted, you're right. If you have water, or rather flour, you put flour in the water and then you start to boil the water, that very likely will become chametz. What he means is, really, that which is baked, made into matzah, and you cook it afterwards, will not become chametz. It can't become chametz, right? Gebrach is not a problem at all, according to the letter of the law. Taking cooked matzah, baked matzah, and putting it into hot water, hot anything, it cannot become chametz. Once it's baked, the process is over of ever becoming chametz. That's what he means. Ha'efoy shebishlo kamar. So Tani, the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kemach shenafal toch delaf, if flour falls into something dripping water, afilu koyam kulo, if it's all day long, eino bali de chimatz. We'll just read one more line to explain this. Amar papa v'hu da'alvid tif la'adetif. What means is, if I have flour and water falls in it, normally there's a chashash that could turn to chametz. But let's say there's a drip, and there's a constant drip, that the moment that one drip stops, the next drip comes down, that's taking place all day, that can never become chametz. Chametz, for something to rise, you need to have a time, space, and quiet. Well, not quiet, but just no activity. But there's constant activity, a little drip, they will never become chametz. That would be okay. So the Gemara then says, Amr debay Rabbi Shila, vatika shari, vatika is some type of food with flour in it. He quotes a statement, vatika is permitted. Hatanya, but if Raisa says, vatika is usher, this, whatever this food is, it's usher. So is it mutter, is it usher? So the Gemara answers, lokasha, ha, da'avde, bimishcha, ha'milcha, if it's made with salt and oil, so then it won't become a problem. If it's made of salt and water, it will be a problem. Oil will not create chametz. Water will create chametz. Let's do one more line. Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, lo limcha inish kidra bekimcha da vishuna. A person should not make his pot thicker. We used to, you know, people use flour to make something thicker, to stick together. So you shouldn't use flour of oven-dried grain. You shouldn't use it. Dilma lo bashil shapir, because perhaps you didn't bake it well enough, and maybe some of it's still raw. And then asli dechimus, and if you put it into your pot now, it might turn into chametz. So you shouldn't use this oven-dried grains. And Amr of Yosef, last line, we'll stop on the next Amr. Lo lichat inish, a person should not use hot boiling water, trei chitei b'hadei hadali, to take two kernels of wheat and drop them to boiling water. A person shouldn't do. Why not? Because dilma ozle chada v'yasvei b'tziria dechaverta, maybe one kernel is going to rest on the cleft of another kernel, and it's going to block the boiling water of hitting that kernel from all sides, and the boiling water won't hit that kernel from all four sides, and since it's not fully cooked, it might come asi lidei chimetz. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf is also a very technical daf, but we will do the best we can.